Heading, Boston and New England. Subheading, Unworked Cities of New England. My mind has been burdened on behalf of the large cities of the East. Besides New York City, where you have labored last summer, there is the important city of Boston, near which is situated the Melrose Sanitarium. And I know of no place where there is a greater need for a rebuilding of the first works than in Boston and in Portland, Maine, where the first messages were given in power, but where now there is but a little handful of our people. Letter 4, 1910. Subheading, to be worked without delay. If in the city of Boston and other cities of the East, you and your wife will unite in medical evangelistic work, your usefulness will increase and they will open before you clear views of duty. In these cities, the message of the first angel went with great power in 1842 and 1843, and now the time has come when the message of the third angel is to be proclaimed extensively in the East. There is a grand work before our Eastern sanitariums. The message is to go with power as the work closes up. Portland, Maine, a city that has been foremost in temperance reform, is to be worked without delay. Letter 20, 1910. There are towns in Maine like Brunswick and Bangor that must be worked faithfully. All through the cities and towns of the East, the truth is to shine forth as a lamp that burneth. Letter 28, 1910. Subheading, importance of the nearby sanitarium. The buildings and grounds at Melrose are of a character to recommend our medical missionary work, which is to be carried forward not only in Boston, but in many other unworked cities in New England. The Melrose property is such that conveniences can be provided that will draw to that sanitarium persons not of our faith. The aristocratic as well as the common people will visit that institution to avail themselves of the advantages offered for restoration of health. Boston has been pointed out to me repeatedly as a place that must be faithfully worked. The light must shine in the outskirts and in the inmost parts. The Melrose Sanitarium is one of the greatest agencies that can be employed to reach Boston with the truth. The city and its suburbs must hear the last message of mercy to be given to our world. Tent meetings must be held in many places. The workers must put to the very best use the abilities God has given them. The gifts of grace will increase by wise use, but there must be no self-exaltation. No precise lines are to be laid down. Let the Holy Spirit direct the workers. They are to keep looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith. The work for this great city will be signalized by the revelation of the Holy Spirit if we all walk humbly with God. We hope that those in charge of the work in New England will cooperate with the Melrose Sanitarium managers in taking aggressive steps to do the work that should be done in Boston. 100 workers could be laboring to advantage in different portions of the city in varied lines of service. The medical missionary work is a door through which the truth is to find entrance to many homes in the cities. In every city will be found those who will appreciate the truths of the third angel's message. The Lord will work with power as we strive to do our part faithfully. He will cause Boston to hear the message of present truth. Cooperate with him in bringing this about, my brother and sister, and he will help you, strengthen you, and encourage your hearts through the salvation of many precious souls. Special Testimonies, Series B, Number 13, pages 12 to 16, 1906. Subheading, Boston's Thousands Craving for Simple Truths. I feel a deep anxiety that Boston should hear the word of the Lord and the reasons of our faith. Ask the Lord to raise up laborers to enter the field. Ask him to raise up laborers who can gain access to the people of Boston. The message must be sounding forth. There are thousands in Boston craving for the simple truth as it is in Jesus. Cannot you, who minister in word and doctrine, prepare the way for this truth to reach souls? Letter 25, 1905. Subheading, If We Move Out by Faith. It wasn't the plan of God that the Melrose Sanitarium should come into the hands of our people as a means of reaching the higher classes. The city of Boston and the surrounding country should be thoroughly worked. I am instructed to say that Elder Blank and Elder Blank, that they should connect with men and women who can help them sound the note of warning. With a sanitarium should be connected the best help possible to give a religious mold to the institution. let Elder Blank secure the best help he can and pitch a tent in the vicinity of the city of Boston and speak to the people as the Lord gives utterance. There should be no delay in taking up this work. Elder Blank might strengthen the effort by laboring for the Jewish people. Physicians might help much by giving health talks in connection with the meetings. The Lord is calling for a work to be done in the city of Boston. If you will move out by faith in this work, God will greatly bless you. There need be no great outward demonstration, but work quietly and earnestly. The Lord will help us humble, earnest workers. Make determined efforts. Say continually, I will not fail nor be discouraged. Letter 202, 1906. Subheading, God will lead in establishing institutions. Do not worry, my sister. The Lord is acquainted with your situation. Nothing escapes his notice. He will hear your prayers, for he is a prayer-hearing and prayer-answering God. Put your trust in him, and he will certainly bring relief in his own way. I am very thankful for what I hear of the blessing that has attended the work in New Bedford. Let us trust in God, and let our faith take hold of him most earnestly. If Brother Blank does not feel free to give us means to establish a sanitarium at this time, it is best not to urge him. The ideas that we think are good may not always be the best. Let the Lord's way be established. Oh, how I long to see the work going with power in New Bedford and Fairhaven, and in many other places just as greatly in need of the truth as these places. We hope that sometime a sanitarium may be established in New Bedford. Medical missionary workers are needed in such cities. But, dear sister, it requires talent of no ordinary ability to manage a sanitarium. Men of experience, tried and tested, must take hold of the work. That part of the workers who undertake to establish such an institution are experienced and qualified is not sufficient. For their own sake, for the sake of the institution, and for the sake of the cause at large, it is important that a complete corps of well-qualified men and women be found to enter upon the work. The Lord's eye is over the whole field, and when the time is ripe for an institution to be started in a certain field, he can turn toward that place the minds of men and women best prepared to enter the institution. There are many lines of work to be carried forward. There is an opening for well-trained nurses to go among families and awaken households and interest in the truth. There is urgent need of many evangelists and Bible workers in such cities as Boston and New Bedford. Such workers would find many opportunities to sow the good seed. There is work for every energetic, thorough, earnest worker. The teaching of Christ, the simple truths taught by his parables, are just as much needed today as they were when he was in the world in person. Letter 29, 1905. Subheading, repeat the message in the eastern cities. What is being done in the eastern cities where the Advent message was first proclaimed? The cities of the West have had advantages, but who in the East have been burdened to take up the work of going over the ground that in the early days of the message was baptized with the truth of the Lord soon coming? The light has been given that the truth shall go again to the eastern states where we first began our work and where we had our first experiences. We must make every effort to spread a knowledge of the truth to all who will hear, and there are many who will listen. All through our large cities, God has honest souls who are interested in what is truth. There is earnest work to be done in the eastern states. Repeat the message, where the words spoken to me over and over again. Tell my people to repeat the message in the places where it was first preached, and where church after church took its position for the truth, the power of God witnessing to the message in a remarkable manner. Manuscript 29, 1909.